Welcome to the Thursday, January 5th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. The OpenSSL project released a security advisory and of course with a security relevant package that's that frequently used, we certainly have to pay attention. The one highlighted vulnerability here is CVE-2011-4108. This is a plain text recovery attack, so essentially it could allow decryption of encrypted traffic. Appears to be some kind of timing attack. However, the paper that's referenced in the vulnerability announcement is not public yet, so we don't really know exactly how it works or what's behind it. In short, I don't think you should panic about this. Wait for your respective Unix distribution that you're using to come up with an updated package for OpenSSL and apply it in a timely manner. Typically, these timing attacks are rather tricky to implement, and given that we don't really have any details yet, I doubt that this will be an urgent issue over the next 1 or 2 weeks. And then we started something new with our diaries. What we'll have now is that each week our webmaster, Adam, will write a quick diary sort of highlighting one of the features of the Storm Center's website. We found that we have sort of a lot of forgotten features around the site, and what we're looking for is also more feedback in improving those features or improving ways to find them. He started out yesterday with just a quick summary about how to submit logs, firewall logs in particular, to us. And in breaches and data leaks today, we do have a leak of an Israeli sports website, 1.co.il. Apparently about 14,000 records with credit card data got leaked. However, the quality of the data seems to be somewhat questionable. It's sort of uncleaned data with lots of invalid numbers and such included among a few valid numbers. Well, but sadly, as usual, nobody is really talking about how the breach happened or what the specific vulnerability or was that was exploited here in this case. And some confusion in Singapore about the government's online payment portal all of a sudden going offline turned out to be actually not attack related. They just forgot to renew their domain name and were offline as a result of that failure. And well, to close up a rather light day today, Internet Explorer 6 finally dropped below 1% in the US, 7.7% worldwide, according to IE6Countdown.com. That's so far significant that IE6 was probably one of the more vulnerable browsers and also doesn't support a lot of the new standards that many sites now take advantage of. Well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.